There were mixed reactions in Washington today to former President Jimmy Carter's speech in Cuba last night. Addressing Cuban TV in Spanish, Carter called for an end to four decades of U.S. economic sanctions and travel restrictions against Cuba. In response, the White House is taking a hard line on upholding the sanctions, while a bipartisan task force in Congress says it's time for a change. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
Arizona Republican Jeff Flake said today there's not much common ground shared on most other issues among the 20 Democrats and 20 Republicans in the House Cuba Working Group he heads, but
on one issue we all agree. The embargo has failed to produce any meaningful political or economic change in Cuba.
Flake and other members of the Cuba Working Group unveiled a 9-point program today in response to Jimmy Carter's speech last night. Massachusetts Democrat William Della Hunt said the most important of those points is to lift the current restrictions on travel to Cuba.
Sadly, we've erected our own Berlin Wall, preventing free travel of our own people. And to paraphrase another Republican president, Ronald Reagan, it's time to tear that wall down.
And Nebraska Republican Tom Osborne said it makes no sense to keep American farmers from freely selling their products to Cuba.
Obviously, we have not weakened Castro over the last 40 years. And I guess my intuitive judgment would be that maybe the embargo and maybe some of our posture has, if anything, has strengthened his position.
But White House spokesman Ari Fleischer today dismissed Carter's call for changing U.S. policy toward Cuba.
The president very strongly believes that the trade embargo with Cuba is a very important ongoing part of America's policy, because trade with Cuba only benefits the repressive government of Cuba. It does not get into the hands of the people.
Several Republican congressional leaders who met today with the president also rejected a change in policy. Senator Christopher Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat, says such a change is unlikely anytime soon, since Florida Governor Jeb Bush is up for re-election this fall in a state where anti-Castro Cuban exiles wield considerable clout.
You've got a president in the White House and a brother in Florida, and we all know that Cuban policy here is determined more by domestic politics than foreign policy.
Working group members have already won approval for several measures on trade and travel to Cuba on the House floor, but the House leadership, which sides with the White House, has kept these measures from becoming law. The president is expected to take a hard line on Cuba in a speech he's to deliver next Monday in Florida. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.